Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Tuesday's message is a continuation on the topic of financial ascendancy. Bishop Dag will teach you how tithing is one of the main ways to honour God and ultimately results in a Christian breaking out of financial lack. Today you will discover how your going higher in financial dominance and power is linked to your ability to give. Today's message will help you better understand this master key to increasing your financial ascendancy. Be blessed by the word of God.
Lo, I tell you a mystery. When Jesus shall come, we shall not be the same. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. We shall all stand before the great white throne to receive our judgment for the things we have done. No wind therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade all men to serve the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Dead in Christ shall be raised. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen. Then we all shall say, death, where is that victory? Where is that sting? We all shall say, death, where is that victory? Yeah, great, where is that sting? We all shall say, hey, death, where is that victory? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Great, where is that sting? Whoa, whoa. Where is that victory? Oh yeah, great. Where is that sting? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Oh, death, where is that victory? victory. Great, where is that sting? We all shall say that. Where is that victory? I'm new and great. Where is that sting? Oh, yeah, yeah. Where is that victory? Great, where's your sting? We all shall say that. Where is that victory? Oh, and the rain. Where is that sting? Whoa, then. Where is that victory? Great. Where is that sting? Where is that victory? Oh, 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 and oh, grace, where is that sting?
Savior, thanks for choosing me.
Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my teacher, oh, oh, oh. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my shepherd, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm so grateful, Lord, thanks for reaching, thanks for saving. I know it was hard to reach me. I almost slipped out of your hand. But you held me oh so tight. Now I'm yours forever and forevermore. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my shepherd, oh, I am so grateful, Lord, thanks for reaching, thanks for saving, Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me, oh, Lord, Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me. Thank you for reaching me. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for choosing me. I thank you, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Thanks for reaching out to me, oh Lord. Out of your hand, but you held me oh so tight. I love you, Lord, 'cause I was far away, but you called me close. Thanks for reaching me. Calling me closer to you. Oh, I love you, Lord. I wanna serve you, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for reaching.
Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time for the Word of God. And you're welcome to our revival service. If you're just joining us, it's time to receive from the Lord and to be blessed by what He has to say to us. Amen. The prophet Nahum said, I'll watch to see what He will say to me. And I believe that tonight we should be alert, watching to see the message, the word, and the guidance that God has for us. Amen. And so, with our open hearts and our ready faith, let's welcome to the podium our prophet, Bishop Dag. Keyword Mills. Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Father, thanks for the great, great blessing you give to us today. Guide us by your mighty spirit and let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, I think I'm just going to continue From this morning, I was sharing about financial ascendancy. And so I think I'm just going to continue a bit on that. And I want to encourage you to believe in the God who makes you unique. The God who makes you, who makes a difference in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 9, verse 1. Financial ascendancy, which means dominion, financial control, financial superiority. You know, even as we excel in everything, this is also a grace that we should believe God in and to do. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Exodus 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus says the Lord, God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go, and will hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep, and there shall be a very grievous murrain. Listen, do you believe in the God of the Bible?
Yes.
I want you to have great faith. Whatever God is telling you and he's saying in his word, I want you to believe in financial ascendancy,
amen,
financial control.
Amen.
It's possible and it's happening.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow shall the Lord do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died. But of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. You are exempted from every financial holocaust that is coming into the world.
Amen.
Amen. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. No matter how many businesses collapse in this financial dry season, none of yours will collapse.
Amen.
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 You are going to become more juicy.
Amen.
And more watered.
Amen.
In every dry season of the world.
Amen.
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 So it is important to believe that God's power is the power that releases finances.
Wow.
And that there is a difference between those who serve the Lord and those who do not. So in Malachi chapter 3, the last verses, all right, it says that, and then shall ye return, verse 18, and discern between the righteous and the wicked. You see, there will be a difference. I said there will be a difference.
Yeah.
Between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then you shall return and see that there is a difference between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Amen.
Amen.
So this difference is the difference which, if you tap into and you believe in, you can experience a difference. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, you'll see an amazing scripture which Uncle James pointed to me many years ago. He said, "For who maketh thee to differ from another?" Differ in what way? Any way, including financially. Yes. Today, by the grace of God, any Kelewele seller in Accra, I am capable of walking right up to her and buying whatever she is frying, including the oil. Those of you who don't know Kelewele, it is a special thing in Ghana. You must come to Ghana and ask for Kelewele. Yes. We sell by the roadside. It's not what they sell, serve at home. It's different. There's a difference. Many years ago, I was with my father, and I was sitting in the car, and we stopped by a kebab seller, and I was sitting in the car, and he bought everything that the man was selling.
Wholesale.
Yes, it's called wholesale. Yes. I'd never seen anything like that before. Because I only knew if you buy, you get one. Yes. But he took everything. Yes. And I saw that there were levels of prosperity.
Ascendancy.
Control. Yes. And on another occasion, He was driving and stopped at a Kelewele seller. And the same way, he said, he doesn't want them to touch anything. I'd not seen it because I knew that you count it two, 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 and then you buy. He said, doesn't want them to touch it. Yes. Everything was taken. You are going higher in provision in the name of Jesus. Yes. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. So, it is possible for you to change levels.
Amen.
Somebody is changing levels tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And I need you to believe that there is a power, a supernatural power that releases finances apart from healing and falling down and manifestations and all these other things we have, church growth and so on. Money is also a very spiritual thing. Who makes thee to differ? That's the question. Who makes you different from another? I'm telling you. What hast thou that thou didst not receive? And if thou didst receive it, then why dost thou glory as if thou didst not receive it? Receive financial ascendancy. Ascendancy doesn't mean going higher. The word means control and superiority and dominion. So in this short lesson, I am again bringing home for these few minutes that we are here together the need for you to believe and to stop mocking God in any way. Because there are many things we do to mock God. Because we know that we are all deceiving God, and he cannot be deceived. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. It says, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So there is a power. There is power, supernatural power to get wealth. It's real. And that financial power is in this commission. Amen. If there was not that power, we wouldn't be able to be sitting here and building cathedrals in Dar es Salaam. Wow. There's some power at work. Yeah. And sending missionaries to many parts of the world. And conducting crusades at the same time in different areas of the world. Yes. We wouldn't be renting ships. Ships. And having convoys on a ship for more than 40 days on the high seas. Yes. Carrying forces and equipment to distant nations, to conduct Healing Jesus campaigns. Yes. If there was not a power. That when the ships no longer go in the right direction. You see, what you don't understand is that if you are taking a ship from Ghana, all ships that come here come from Europe. They don't go from African nation to African nation. So when you are shipping something from here, it will go to Europe first. Pass through the Straits of Gibraltar and the Suez Canal and other places to come round the Cape of Good Hope before it can arrive. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If there was no financial ascendancy, we will not be shipping things through the Suez Canal at this stage of our lives. Are you listening to me? Yes. So, when Lot followed Abraham, he was not called. Lot was not called at all. You know how he ended. But every good thing that happened to Abraham, upon whom there was a commissioning in Genesis chapter 12, everything happened to Lot as well. Multiplication of herds, sheep, goats, and every good thing, to the point where he started to quarrel with Abraham. It's wonderful. People don't remember things. Yes. When you have been added to a commission and you are participating and enjoying. Yes, enjoying the power that is at work. You should be grateful and never be presumptuous. That is why most orangus turn into air. Yes. They turn into vapor because you didn't realize and recognize that you were part of something that was working. So, today, whatever negative thing is on you financially from your family, You know where you are from. Yes. You know where you are from. Whatever bad thing, the Bible says Christ died for us, that through his poverty we might be made rich. Do you believe that? That through Christ you can be made rich. I mean, these are words in the Bible. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor. That through his poverty, you might become rich. So I see you being set free from poverty and persistent lowness in financial things. You see, you are Barabbas. Yes. You are condemned. Yes. There's no hope for you. Things are not going to work out. Now Christ comes. You and Christ together. And Christ is chosen to suffer, to go down. And you, who you know there's no hope for, suddenly you are free to go home. But Barabbas was free to go home. Yes. How did Barabbas go home that day? You've never thought of how Barabbas went home. I mean, a man who was to die. Yes, he knew it. He was condemned. Christ took Barabbas' place. And Barabbas went. He couldn't even believe as he was walking. Said, me. Free. You are free today in Jesus' name. Christ has taken your place in the pit of poverty. Believe in this grace also. Believe in this grace also. Because it is a real grace. Although we may not talk about it, it is real. Although we may not talk about it much. You rarely hear me talking about such things, but it is real. If it was not real, we would not be building cathedrals in different countries during a pandemic. Yes. Huh? I met with some few pastors and I said, give me money, I'm going to build churches. And they gave me. And I'm waiting two more people and I'm going to have 100 people. Yes. I said, give me 10,000, I'll build a church with your money. I have 98 people. I was left with two. Then it's $1 million. I was just talking in a restaurant. I said, look, you guys, give me money. I'll build churches. Ascendancy. Control. Karama sutalam baraba. Your days of Barabbas level poverty that make you an armed robber are over. Amen. You are free for the weekend. You are free for what? The weekend. You are going home this weekend. Kalamo Shabarada. I say you are going home this weekend. You are going home when? This weekend. Barabbas was shocked. And he realized that Christ, he heard that Christ was fully crucified. First he was free. He said, wow, in my place. I can't believe you are Barabbas tonight, and Christ takes your place and sends you off free in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that Jesus, people were pressing, and he saw two ships. And the fishermen were gone out and they were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. When he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. For a what?
A draught,
a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. He just knew him as a teacher. But he decided to follow his little instruction. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And mind you, this is the Sea of Galilee. At least 5 people drown in that sea every year. It's a very dangerous sea. Yes. You see, you finish fishing for the day and you have packed. Come and do it again. It takes whatever. You are not a fisherman and you know, we've not seen you here before. You are just a teacher. You know, you are coming to carpentry. You don't know this work we are doing and all that. Stay in your calling. Stay in your lane. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And when they came, they filled both ships so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down. When he saw what? He saw the power of God. And he saw that the power of God was manifested in abundance. The power of God was manifested in abundance. Abundance of fishes that cause a problem. Receive houses that your problem is even security. And what shall you do with what you have? What you have received? Yes. You see, the power of God can be manifested in the form of abundance. And the power was so much there that Peter fell down under the power. Yes. When he saw the level of abundance, and that's what I'm talking about, that God has the power to raise your level of finances in a way that you yourself know that this is supernatural. Yes, it is actually a little out of the ordinary. To the point that it brings you to your knees and you say, no. I see this happening in your life. Somebody here is changing your level. Yes. And you know, that's why I want you to recognize this great provision. Yes, great provision. When the pandemic was striking, we had teams in different places in the world. I never call myself an employer. Because my people that work for me, I don't see them as employees. I see them as my family. I've never seen them as employees in that sense of the word. I see them as my family members. But they were in different places. Had to be called back. Had to park trucks, cars in different nations. And fly them in. If you don't recognize, you see, how many people start jobs and the job grows to a certain level? Let's be serious. You don't want to be serious. Your seriousness should come now, please. How many people start jobs and it grows? You know, one day a millionaire went to Central African Republic. And he saw a signboard of our church. There's apparently only one street in the capital. And our church is on that street. He saw our building there and the sign. When he came, he called me, and his respect for me multiplied. When he introduced me to just talk to some people, he introduced me, explained so many things about me. And I was thinking to myself that here is somebody who is not in the church, you know, but he recognized that Central Africa Bangui, and instead it's a church building. And that is, yeah, look at our church in Bangui. Yeah, Bangui. And another one. Branches. There is no government in this country. It's a failed state. It's a failed state. Yes, but we have a church there. With members and with money in the country. Rambo Satalada, Shamola. When Lot followed Abraham, all the blessings that were on Abraham, they were superimposed on Lot. Receive a superimposition of the blessings on your life. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to Jesus in the boat. Yes. And when Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet. He said, no, no, no. He saw what? Money, provision. Everything was there. He didn't need anything. God had provided for him. It was there. All that people worked for, it had come to him. All that people worked all night and all day, this week, that week, had all been put to him just like that. That's what touched him. That's what touched him. That's what touched his heart. That's what made him recognize the power of God. That's why when Jesus sent them and said, go, you know, don't take a purse, don't take anything. He said, no problem. Because he is in control of the abundance of the world. So, today, I want you to believe that God is in control of finances. And when you have that faith, you can trust him. Say, Lord, I thank you that you provide for me. On this journey, every step of the way, you will use and provide everything that I need for all the days of my life. I thank you in Jesus' name. Now, what is the master key to activating financial ascendancy? The master key is the tithe. And it is giving. Look at Luke 6:38. This is one of the most supernatural verses in the Bible. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Shall men give. Men will be coming to give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal, it shall be measured to you again. Give. Just give. Give. Giving is the great, great door to activating financial wealth. Now, one of the churches that strikes me, you know, ministry that strike me with financial wealth of a certain order is Winners Chapel. For instance, I was listening to Bishop Eddie one time. He was saying that they have built 44 schools, like secondary schools with that year. with dormitories and everything. Yes. You ask yourself, is it a game? Are they just talking? Yes. We are talking of financial control. Yes. 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 I mean, what their church is doing is more than even the country. Yes. It's more than any campaign promise. Yeah. Yes. Now, one of the things you notice about financial power is that you must also be sensitive spiritually to financial abundance. When you notice it, like Peter, you should come to your knees and say, there's something here. God is here. Amen. Give, and it shall be given to you. It's the master key to releasing abundance and releasing you into the control. Yes. So, you can't start. It's like losing weight. You can't lose weight by saying, from tomorrow I'll not eat lunch. It's not like that. You have to start a lifestyle that is changed. Yes. For instance, if there's anything like Coca-Cola in your house, do you see? The lifestyle hasn't begun. Like, there shouldn't be something like Coca-Cola in your house. Yes. If there's Coca-Cola, there's Fanta, Malta, Sprite, all these things. If you are talking about losing weight or whatever, you've not started. Because such things should be off your life. If there's sugar in your house, you've not started. Yes. Not having lunch tomorrow is not going to change much. I don't know if you are listening to what I'm saying. Yeah. Because what is needed is a lifestyle that is changed. Yes. So saying, tomorrow I'm coming to give an offering, and that's going to end all my financial. I'm going to give all whatever, and then suddenly there's going to be this change. No. In your walk with God, you will notice maybe about 5 areas where He will show you, give in this way. Give in this way. Give this. Give that. And as you learn to follow the Spirit in giving, you will notice that you have entered that spiritual dimension. For instance, one time the Lord told me, somebody came to preach, He said, never give anybody who comes to preach less than a certain amount, He told me. I will not tell you what it is. Yes. Don't give that less than that. But you see, I didn't know that He wanted to also bless me. Rarely would I receive myself less than that amount. Wow. Yes. But it started after that decision. But it was like something I was deciding. Yes. Yes. It was like, not just tomorrow or this particular person, but it was like generally, they honor them in this level. Not less than a certain level. And from that time, I noticed a change. It was something that I noticed. It's like a change in the level of giving. There are things that God would also bring to you to give. I give this away. And it will even come in your mind and your heart to reduce your level of possession of things and loose your hand and say, let this one go. Don't hold this too tight. It will be another change in you where you become like free. And then when it's free, it moves. Not knowing that as it moves, more is coming exactly to where you thought you were losing. But some of us are strong in our arms. It's called arm strong. Yes. Give, and it shall be given. Now, some would have to stop asking for receipt when you send somebody to buy something. Yes. Yes. Receipt. You know, I don't know if you've been in a church where they're giving offering and they want to take change from the offering basket. When they give, they want to take change. Huh? Yes, the basket comes, they want to give and then collect change from the basket. And you see that God may have to set you free from that thing. Yes. Now, you are a man. You've bought yam. And you have taken it upstairs to protect it. Yes. To protect it from the others in the house. Rando kaparara sangarara. Why? How does it help us? How does it help us? You've bought corned beef, tuna, and you have closed it until it is expired. It's what expired in the room. Nobody can eat it. Yes. And you find out that God is, will even need to release you. What is corned beef? What is it about? Why are there discussions in your house about such things? Somebody is pouring milk. And it is a major discussion. Think of tomorrow. For the week, measurements. You may not know all these things affecting you. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be careful or you shouldn't, but the counting is a sign of not giving. It's too much. Yes, it's too much. Now, people come to the house, you never cook, you never offer. Never, like when I say never. One day, one of my pastors went to stay somewhere and he got a stomach ache from what? Acid. Hunger. Yes. Hunger. Yes. From hunger. Yes. You know? Years ago, I learned how to travel. Yes. So one day, I called one of my pastors. I told him, look, when you are going, and I gave him 3 keys, you are going to stay in somebody's house. You may never know limited. And I will not say the secret that I told him. But I told him. And one day, he met my wife. And my wife was asking him, how are you? He said, Bishop told me the secret when I'm traveling, so I am secure. I'm buoyant. So, there are many restrictions. Now, when I look at, the reason I'm saying is about the Winners Chapel, is that when we were in Sierra Leone, some years ago, our track was going, you know, Freetown is very hilly. So our track was going up the hill. And then some soldiers appeared with guns pointing at the track. And so the driver was startled. And then the track went back and fell off the hill, the little mountain, and fell onto somebody's car. And our track was destroyed. And it destroyed somebody's car as well. Now, there are many churches in Freetown. But only the Winners Chapel sent money to us. So, oh, they've heard that our track has had a problem. This is some money. Yes. To help. I wish people, you see, it strikes me that the money they send, it's not that it could even repair it or solve it, but it's like there's a giving part of the group. And no wonder you see that they have activated a certain aspect that needs to be there. That needs to be there to trigger financial ascendancy. Yes. Giving. Giving. Yes. Different types of giving. Sometimes the giving is in not receiving. Yes. One time, I was receiving something, and the Lord said to me, don't receive it. Don't what? Receive it. And it was something very significant and important. And I remember as clear, because it was in the form of a vision. And it was just before I went to preach. And the Lord spoke to me and said, don't receive this thing. Give it. I mean, just let it pass. Let it go. Huh. And it was very significant and heavy. But I can remember it like a clear vision. And I just let it go. I've never needed what I let go. Wow. Never. What I let go, I have more than enough. Wow. Yes. So, sometimes giving is in the form of not receiving. Yes. There are times that somebody will be saying, oh, I want to bless you with this. And then I will say, be blessed. And whatever you were giving and you plan to give is a blessing to you. Yes. Yes. You don't have to give an offering hoping the person will say, what you are giving, I am releasing it back to you. Are you listening? Yes. Now, so different types of giving activate many different things. And the principle is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God told us in Luke 6:30 that it's about giving. Tithing is the form of, it's one of the forms of giving. Yes. And when Peter gave his sheep, it was a form of giving. If you give your house, it's a form of giving. Yes. You know, I never forget the crusades where some pastors came together, all right, and gave a house or somewhere for us to stay or paid. Even me, you know, we have had so many crusades. We have more than 200 different cities. Different locations. But I remember, you would come and say, this pastor has paid for this place for you to stay. I remember some places, South Africa, remember? Yes. And you see the pastor paid, but even me, I remember. And strikes me, and it always strikes me that, oh, because everywhere else, oh, pay for yourself. I mean, you have money. You have come, say you are doing a crusade and so on. Pay. I mean, no one, most 99% don't pay. So it's always unusual, and I always notice it, and I always remember it. In fact, there's a particular place in mind. I remember that particular place. And you see, that's why Jesus noticed, when he asked for the boat, he was actually, the whole project was about Simon becoming a fisher of men. But it was like a sign of, okay, can I use your boat? Can I do this? Can I do this? It was a blessing. It was, something was coming for him. He now became Peter. You know, have you heard of Peter? Everybody is called Peter now. Yeah. It was a way to get to him. Can I use your ship, please? Can I use your ship? Oh, okay. Even when he said, cast out into the deep, it was only his ship that went to collect the fish. Because the other one was not part of it. The other one came to help and also began to sink. So it's a type of giving. Oh, you can use my car. Oh, you can have this. Oh, please use this. Oh, you give it. There are different types of giving. So when you learn to give, you see that God will touch every area. Yes. And you see that you start to be generous. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Beautiful. Malachi chapter 1, as we close. Giving is your honor. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honoreth his father. If I am a father, where is my honor? Verse 7. You offer polluted bread upon my altar. And we say, wherein have we polluted? Now, look at verse 10. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 12. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. You said also, behold, what a weariness is it. You have snuffed at it, says the Lord of hosts. And you brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand? Says the Lord. Shall I accept this of your hand? We are talking about giving. And we are giving. Look at what he's giving in Malachi verse 13, 1. You have, what a weariness. Change the version. Change the version. Readers, living, anything. No. You don't have a reader's version. Yeah. You also say how tiresome it is. How tiresome it is to bring offerings. Yes. And you disdainfully sniff at it. And you bring what was taken by robbery and what is lame and what is sick. So you bring the offering. Should I receive this from your hand? Says the Lord. Huh? Should I receive this from your hand? No. Verse 14. Now I want you to see that when you come to church, you can even get a curse. When you give, he said, but cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. I am a great king. I am a very great king, and my name is dreadful. You know, if you've been in the church for some time, you know people give all sorts of rubbish to the Lord. It's true. But he's saying, cursed be the deceiver which hath a male in his flock. A male. A good male. Once when I had some cows, I used to have cows, I had about 8 females and 1 male. So the male was special. And I could have given 1 female. Actually, somebody was getting married, I gave her 1 female to eat. But the male was important. Because he was the one husband of all of the lady cows. Yes. But he says, cursed be the deceiver. You know how we deceive God with our money. It is not a tithe. And we say it is a tithe. It is not an honor. And you know what is honor. You know what is honorable in your life. And we present things that are not honor. One of the greatest offerings I've ever received from anybody was a loaf of bread and a tin of Milo. I never forget. If I thought, it would just come to my mind. Because it was given to me by a student. Very precious offering. That was all. And it was, she went home. And I think her parents also didn't have much or money or whatever. But that's what she got from home. And when she came to me. And she gave it to me. I have Milo, I have bread, I have everything. I had 1,000 times more than she had. But she presented it to me. I'll never forget it till I go out of this world. Or even my own sister. Giving and sustaining me in the ministry with the little that she had to sustain me to start the ministry. Oh, yes. But cursed be the deceiver which comes to God, mocking God. You know, whenever you mock somebody, you remember when Herod called the 3 wise men and told them, no, not 3, but he called the wise men and told them, you know, I would like to know where the king is born so that I come and worship him. Remember that? Yeah. And the Bible says that the 3 wise men, when they were warned of God in a dream and they went away. And the Bible says, and when Herod saw that he was mocked. When Herod saw that he was mocked. Deceived. Yes. He said to Bethlehem, go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring word again that I may come and worship him. And the Bible, it goes on and says that, and when Herod saw that he was mocked of the wise men, he had been fooled and deceived. This was his reaction. He said they should kill every child in the whole area. Yes. Because to be fooled is a great provocation. It's a great problem. When somebody thinks he's fooling you and realize that you've been fooled. Yes. I mean, I watched a film. The man, it was a setup, but it wasn't actually so. It was set up for the man. The man thought that his wife was cheating him. He took the wife to a bridge. This flyover like the one we have in Ghana, Dubai. This one. And well. Circle and do we not have any other flyover in the country? Is there only Akwa Jane? Where is that? Sankara. Yeah. So he took his wife to the flyover, and he parked on the flyover, and he came out of the car and said, "You," because he bought her some special diamond rings, and somebody went to plant them somewhere. So he was sure, said, this
this earring is the earring I bought for you. And I've found it in this man's house. So you went there to remove your earrings and it was there. So he took it and he stood at the top of the Dubai place and he threw her over. Oh yes, he threw her over. Because he realized that he had been mocked by her. Yes. Now I'm just showing you the reaction to mockery. Yeah. So, back to Malachi 1 verse 14. When God sees us approaching with, a mockery of an offering, compared to what you are capable of and what you do for others, you know that you are fooling him. Then he says, cursed be the deceiver, the mocker, who has a flock in his flock, a male. And you bring one. No, I used to know a dog which had a car run over the right back leg. So the right leg, the lower part of the leg was off. Have you seen one before?
Yeah.
So like the last part of the leg was not there. So he always runs in a way. Have you seen it before? Yes. That's the dog that you are bringing to the Lord. I mean, yes, it's running like that. And you know, it's not a good, what do you call it? One. Yes. I visited a brother once and I heard somebody coughing badly. I heard somebody We were sitting in the sitting room. Well, it was in his little area. So after a brother, I said that, who is not feeling well? And he said, oh no, it's the goats outside. That he had goats outside. You see, that is where I saw that. So you see, the one that is coughing, you could pick it and say, I'm going to the Lord. Here is the Lord. And as you are giving, you may not notice that he's coughing. And you give it, and the priest also receive it. Kenneth Hagin said one day he was there when they brought a whole suitcase of clothes to him and his wife. He said his wife didn't have clothes. And they were suffering. They were in a cabin, and they had to put newspaper into the gaps in the cabin to block the cold air from coming in. And his wife would borrow a dress to attend a convention, Full Gospel Businessman Convention. She had to borrow a dress because she didn't have clothes. And one day somebody brought them a suitcase full. When they opened it, it was funny things. And he said, close it. Throw it away. If it's not good enough for them, it's not good enough for us. And he threw it all away. We have been in the church for years. There is nothing more provocative than giving an offering, and it is also a deception. It's a mockery. Listen, have faith in God. God is great. And whatever you are doing for God, he wants it. Whatever you are doing for God, you do the best. He says, for God is a great, for I am a great king, says the Lord. And my name is dreadful among the heathen. Yeah. I told some of my pastors, I said, nobody honors you because you don't honor me. Nobody honors you because you don't honor me. You don't realize it, that you are not honored because you don't honor. And one day, somebody came and there was some situation, and he told the person, when his mind was renewed, he told the person, go and honor the prophet and let him pray for you. And he told him exactly what to do and what exactly to do. So he came He did that. And remember, he said, who are you? I said, I don't know you. He said, oh, I've been sent by whatever. And this is what I want to do. And please pray with me. So I prayed with him. That very week, this person who told, advised, was teaching somebody to honor, he went to a place and met someone he didn't know. And the person said, you are this. And the person took and said, God has told me to give you, and gave exactly what he told the person to come and give to me. Now, so he said, look, it really hurt me because I wish I told the person to give more. So the mockery of our lives is not allowing us to be blessed. Yes. We are the ones not being blessed. So I want you to believe in financial ascendancy. Let us become givers of in every way. No more screaming at your children that they have eaten 2 eggs. How many eggs? Some people eat 8 eggs a day. I'm not saying you eat 8 eggs, but I'm saying that. So I know personally some people who eat 12 eggs a day. I'm not saying you should eat it. I don't think it's healthy, but that is what they do. How does it help us if you eat 12 eggs? So may you walk in financial control. And I see you take several steps to free up yourself. Yes, free up yourself. Free up yourself. Yes. From today, there will be more food in your house. Yes. You no more be quarreling over 25 cedis that the change has not come. And you are now cursing the person that is a thief and whatever. Oh. You are free.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
Jesus took 5,000 people to dinner. You'll be taking many people for dinner.
Amen.
Without letting the counting be too much. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for a new level of free giving. Thank you for turning the church into a giving church. Giving individuals, free flowing, honoring, giving people from across the world. We are coming out of financial insufficiency. Although everything may be drying up all around us, we thank you that our cattle shall escape.
Amen.
And that we shall not be cursed in our giving.
Amen.
Thank you for this great blessing. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you're here tonight, you want to give your life to Jesus, pray with me. Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Cleanse my heart from my sins. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you, Lord. Save me through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Father, bless your children as we give, as we release, as the doors open in our lives, let there be freedom. Let there be blessing. Lord, I know there's much blessing in this house. Let it now spread. Let it now spread. Let us experience this in our personal lives. Help us to believe and to walk in financial ascendancy. In Jesus' name we pray. The end of the curse has come. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you gave your life to Christ, if you are lonely, if you are sad, call us on this number. We want to talk to you and pray with you. You may be seated. Now,
take out a new offering with a new spirit of liberty and giving. Yes. Give more freely. Yes. Give freely. Amen. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Even your low level giving in church will change.
Amen.
Because you realize that, you know, I want to give at a certain level. And somebody asks, is it getting more money that's going to give you, make you give more? Or giving more is going to let you have more money? Which of the two? Yeah. You see, so you often get mixed up in that equation. Because it's not so easy to see. But I want to speak to all my pastors, bishops, everywhere. Believe that you can go higher in financial ascendancy. Yes. Believe in the grace. Barabbas is spending the weekend at home. But Christ died to make him rich. My goodness. I hope Barabbas joined the church after. Huh? Yes, because he was set free totally because Christ suffered for him. Amazing. Is it not amazing? You never thought that you could be free in this way. Take your money out. Take something out. I want us to give the biggest offering we have given for a long time. Yes. I'm not raising funds. When I'm raising funds, I'll tell you. But I want you to open a certain door in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. One day a brother was traveling abroad to go and do a course. As he was traveling, he came to his room. He had a small carpet in the room and a television and certain items. He rolled the carpet. Somebody who's going for years, he rolled the carpet. He got the box for the television. He got milk carton and packed it with his precious things and packed them and left them there for years. Yes. Oh, yes. Until the type of television is no longer used for years. No, I'm talking about giving, just bless people as you are going. No, 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 no. You never know. We don't waste not, want not. You never know what you may need. This, I'm talking about giving. There's a change. You may not know how straightened you are. Yes. Are you listening? Beautiful. Father, thank you for the gift of God that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. We are going to receive some music. What song do you want to hear? I'll be calling you. Do you enjoy the music?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You like the music?
Yeah.
It's good music, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hope you have a good sound system, because if we don't have a good sound system, you don't enjoy the music. It sounds like something different. Beautiful. Let me stand before you, Jesus. I like that song because it talks about giving us another chance. One more chance. What do you think? I didn't do well the first time. But Lord, give me one more chance.
Another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I want to come close to you. Ooh, let me stand before you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come work for you. Ooh. Oh, one more chance, Lord, to serve you, Jesus. Oh, didn't do well with the gifts you gave me. Oh no, didn't do well the first time. Oh, I know I've blown all my chances. Please hear my prayer. I'm begging you, Lord, please, please, Lord. Oh, it's my calling to serve you. Be merciful, oh Lord, show me mercy. Like mama showed me mercy. Whoa, she forgave me so many times and helped me out of my troubles. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Let me stand before you, Jesus. Oh, please let me have another chance to serve. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I want to come close to you. Ooh, please let me stand before you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I want to come work for you. Lord, if you don't let me serve in your house, oh, Lord, what will I do with myself, Lord? I don't like doing other things. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. I like being in church and bearing much fruit, being your spokesman. Love serving in your presence. Don't send me away to the world. Give me one more chance.
Ooh. Let me stand before you, Jesus.
Oh, please let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I want to come close to you. Please, please give me one more chance. Let me stand before you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I want to come work for you. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and all. uphold me. Please uphold me. Please uphold me with thy very please let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come closer. I wanna come closer to you. Please, please. Oh, Lord, let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, one more time, one more time. Oh, oh. I wanna come work for you. I'm disappointed in you, Lord, but I wanna try again. Oh yes, yes I do, yes I do. Let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, one more time, one more time. Lost my place, but please take me back again, oh Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus, 'cause I wanna come closer to you, closer to you. Please don't send me away.
Beautiful. All right. Next song is about Jesus. Amen.
In the beginning, you were there, and you saw the world being created. Without you, nothing was made. Everything was made by you. You are the Word of God. You are on the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Jesus, 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 I've never Jesus, my precious Savior. You're the Son of God. I'm drawn to your story, to the story of my Lord and Savior. I love hearing stories of Jesus. Oh, oh, oh Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Jesus, 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 you are so full of love, and you are so kind and full of truth, and yet so full of praise. You know all my sins, all my shortcomings, yet you look at me with those loving eyes and so much tenderness. Oh, 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 oh Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Everything was made by you. Without you, nothing was made. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Jesus, you are the Son of God. In you is light, so much light. Your light is shining in my life, shining in my darkness. Now evil is overcome. Your life is now the light. Jesus, I am so drawn to you. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. You are so. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. You are so beautiful. You are so. love me, Lord, I love you so. Oh, Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. So lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord.
Hallelujah. Is it beautiful? Jesus, you are so beautiful. Amen. We are blessed to have nice music in the church, isn't it? Music that, yes. Wonderful. Well, just one more song and then we are closing. Well, thank God for amazing musical team that are working behind the scenes for all this beautiful music. I like calling you. We'll be calling ourselves.
I will be calling you, oh,
we will be
Well, I feel good, makes me happy.
I will be you.
Whether for a long time or a short time,
we will be calling ourselves.
Oh, we love it. Doesn't matter if I called you already. I just like calling you again. I want to hear your voice again and talk about little nothings. And I hope it'll be like that when you marry me. And talking all the time, sharing the day together. Do you know? I really like calling you, and I like calling and talking. I like calling you.
We will be.
My beloved, I like calling. And I like it when you call me.
We will be calling ourselves.
When I call, I feel good, makes me happy.
I will be calling you.
Whether for a long time or a short time,
we will be calling ourselves.
Oh, the love it. I feel good. good makes me happy.
I will be calling you,
whether for a long time or a short time.
We will be calling ourselves.
Oh, we love it. But I'll check on you. I'll tell you I love you, and I'll tell you I miss you. Oh, sweet beloved, I need you, I need you, Nana. Oh, I believe it, yeah. When I talk with you, I'm so happy, oh, beloved. For a long time or a short time, I'll be calling you. I don't mind if I finish my credits, I'll be calling you. I'll be calling and calling you, yeah. I'll be calling and calling you. I'll be calling and calling you, yeah. I'll be calling and calling you. I'll be calling and calling you, yeah. I'll be calling and calling you. I'll be calling and calling you, yeah. I'll be calling and calling. We will be calling ourselves, yeah. We will be calling ourselves, oh. I need to hear your voice again, oh beloved. I just like hearing your voice, my beloved. I love you, my beloved. You make me so happy, yeah. You make me so happy, yeah. I'll tell you I love you. I'll tell you I need you. I'll tell you I miss you. Oh, my beloved, yeah.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind.